This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Seven jurors have been selected so far for the trial of Donald Trump in New York City. USA's John Schaefer has details.
Jury selection proceedings now midway through, and the process of selecting a full panel of 12 New Yorkers and six alternates is continuing. Trump's legal team has encountered some challenges in their attempts to disqualify jurors due to their anti-Trump social media activity. The former president faces allegations of falsifying business records to conceal payments made to an adult film star shortly before the 2016 election.
Following Tuesday's court appearance, Trump took time to meet with voters at a New York bodega. He also said that he could win New York in November and explained why he thinks so.
I love this city, and it's gone so bad in the last 3 years.
Trump said his legal battles will not stop him from campaigning. Another conservative news media outlet is settling defamation claims related to its reporting after the 2020 election. One America News is settling with voting technology company Smartmatic. The company submitted a filing to drop the case after attorneys confirmed a private settlement had been reached. Smartmatic had accused OAN of airing false claims about the company after the 2020 election. Smartmatic also has lawsuits pending against Fox News and Newsmax. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pledging to address the impeachment of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas swiftly, criticizing Republicans for what he sees as impeaching Mayorkas over policy differences, not high crimes and misdemeanors.
Every time there's a policy agreement in the House, they send it over here, tie the Senate in knots to do an impeachment trial. That's absurd. That's an abuse of the process.
Schumer is expected Wednesday to hold a vote to either dismiss the charges, bypass a floor trial, or possibly refer the matter to a special Senate committee. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
There are injuries reported in the wake of a pair of tornadoes that touched down in eastern Kansas. Two people were hurt when their camper was blown over by a reported EF1 tornado that hit Wichita. There was also tornado damage reported in Missouri and Iowa. A twister that hit a rural area near Des Moines destroyed a barn with several horses inside. The National Weather Service warned more tornadoes are possible across the upper Midwest Wednesday, along with hail, heavy rain, and high wind. Speaker Mike Johnson has said the House will take up separate bills this week to provide aid for Israel, Ukraine, and other allies one at a time. Democrats want Johnson to bring up a Senate-passed foreign aid package that includes aid for everyone, but hardline conservatives are pushing against that. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was adamant on how the Biden administration feels about those bills.
You are opposed to a standalone bill that would just work on Israel, as we've seen proposed, we would oppose a standalone bill, yes.
Meanwhile, Speaker Johnson thinks the House will vote Friday on the separate bills. A new Iowa law criminalizes illegal immigration. State officers in Iowa can now arrest previously deported migrants. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds blames the Biden administration for neglecting border security and cites concerns about drug trafficking and human trafficking. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, glad you could join us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got Scott Powell with us. Speaking of glad he could join us, he is the author, member of the committee on This Present Danger, China, and senior fellow at Discovery Institute. Hey, Mr. Scott, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bill. I'm well. Thank you.
Hey, is it time for us to re-embrace and re-pronounce a Declaration of Independence here, Scott Powell?
It most certainly is. And I think if people read the Declaration of Independence and they read the sort of the prologue to the Declaration, wherein the original founders, if you will, articulated their complaints against the British, we would find that many of those same complaints are now being manifest by our own internal deep state operatives that want to undermine our country and transform us into and make us part of a new global order.
Right. The consent of the governed is based and really reinforced in the idea of the Declaration of Independence, all the grievances that it had, saying that as God, freedom-loving people, we have every right to address these grievances, and if the government doesn't listen, then we have the right to regime change, that we can effect a regime change in and of our own. And I think this is what freaked out the Democrats in 2020, is that we were looking to reinforce this regime change because we saw what the government was doing to us. The leadership of the Democratic Party and the current, and the combination, I say Democratic Party mostly because they seem to be the water carriers of these, terrible laws and edicts and everything that have been coming down, have been forced upon the people, that have moved us away from the ideals of our constitutional democratic republic. I mean, you've got people saying, oh, Donald Trump is going to kill democracy. I mean, professors at prestigious universities and that, making that kind of silly statement, saying, wait a minute, you're a professor. You're supposed to be an educated individual. And you make that statement? That is one of the most, if not stupid, ignorant statements I've ever heard. Because we do not live in a democracy. This is a democratic republic. So quit mincing words and quit confusing people by making it seem that somehow democracy is being, well, democracy is, by anybody's general definition, is being violated, because even if you look at the true tenets of democracy, yes, I mean, the end game is that you get democratic, and when you have democratic rule, it's the rule of the majority, and here it is, you've got, which is kind of interesting, Scott, because you think about it, it's a minority group of people that have controlled the majority levers of our government. It's not that, you know, 90% of the people or 60% of the people say, okay, I want to be a communist. But they are aligning themselves and going along with these socialist, neo-Marxist, communist ideals that have crept into our government. And it's you know, comparatively, it's a small minority, and the rest of the people are sitting there going, what the heck is happening? And they're forcing us to go along, because if you don't go along, you're in jail, buddy. You're going to be charged with a hate crime. You're going to have, the IRS knocking at your door, right?
Right. That's why I think that Bezmenov's analysis of the communist subversion plan is so appropriate. I mean, he articulated this 40 years ago, but it's a four-stage plan. And the first stage is what he calls demoralization of the target country. So that's us. American people are being targeted for demoralization. So that's take place by attacking the beliefs, notably Christianity, and destroying the customs, habits, and traditions of the people.
This has been done, yeah, exactly, historically.
Yeah, this has been done.
I mean, almost from the beginning. Yeah. Well, actually, from the beginning of time, in a sense. Because you've got to create, you've got to create dissatisfaction, and one of the keys, the foundational key, and it's amazing, Scott. We got to think about this. Morality is so connected with God. We've got to, you know, it's the voice. It's the voice of the devil, right? Did God really say? In their own new, you know, cultural reformed way of stating it, that's really the bottom line of it, isn't it? I mean, we want to get you to get your eyes off of God. That's the demoralization. All right, go ahead.
And then the next thing is they want to divide and weaken the family structure, even turning children against the parents. And that's been articulated very well by Xi Van Fleet, who left China, went through the Cultural Revolution, came to America, and she's the woman who stood up at a school board meeting in Loudoun County, Virginia, and suddenly was elevated to a national platform, explaining to American people that don't you see that we are in a communist revolution? And she explained how the Cultural Revolution of China is being replicated here in America.
Exactly.
And a third part is the effort to rewrite history and break the patriotic ties of the people to their founders, to their national heroes, and to their country itself. And that involves taking down monuments and statues. And when this is done, the society is usually in a state of demoralization. And that sets the stage for the next stage, which Bezmenov called the second stage is disorientation, where the masses become confused and often feel helpless. And we saw that in COVID-19, which brought about disorientation.
What can you believe? Who can you believe, right?
Yeah. Social distancing, lockdowns. Nothing made any sense. The medical establishment abandoned tried and true medical practices of preventive and therapeutic treatments, and also quarantining those that were afflicted with the disease. You quarantine those people, but you let everyone else be free. Well, we turned that on its head. We quarantined everybody. And another important part of disorientation that was inflicted on Americans was the ginned-up racism after the death of George Floyd, which triggered rioting, looting, destruction of several $1 billion worth of property and tearing down of historic monuments and memorials.
Yeah.
And what added to the disorientation...
You can't let a good crisis go to waste, right?
Yeah, but what added to the disorientation of America at that time was that for weeks, nobody seemed to be able to do anything about the rioting and lawlessness and destruction that was going on in big cities. Mm-hmm. There were few arrests, while some 1,000 police officers were injured, 33 were killed. Well, lawbreakers, if they were arrested, they weren't really held to account.
Exactly.
And meanwhile, what broke out was a effort to defund the police across major cities in America. If that's not disorienting to the majority of American people, I don't know what is.
Yeah. Well, because they were mostly peaceful riots, Scott. Come on. I mean, only $2 billion worth of damage and people, loss of income and jobs and everything like that. And I keep saying to these people, Scott, they didn't do it. I mean, this happened to them. And where was our government that we, you know, you talk about being disoriented. You're thinking, where's our government that's supposed to protect us and keep this from happening? And they were all participating. Our mainstream media, our government, we're defunding police, all this stuff. I mean, like I said, we get back to that point.
We have been infiltrated, and mm-hmm. we have a very corrupt government now. And it's corrupt, you know, everywhere, certainly right. in the judicial system. And in Congress, the Supreme Court is still probably the last institution with the least amount of corruption. But
right,
you know.
Well, all we can say is stay tuned for details. We've got to go to a quick break. Yeah. More from Scott Powell on the other side. Stay with us just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
And independent just the way you like to hear from us. Okay, I'm a little bit ornery. I get that. You know, why are you so ornery, Martinez? Well, you know, it's just that, look, I'm like you. I'm getting frustrated with this because what I can't handle are people that lie. I mean, you know, look, I understand. We may misunderstand one another, but we can sit down and reason together. That's okay. But when you flat out lie to me, I can't trust you. And this is what's happening. Our government has been lying to us. And yes, I'm at the peak of frustration. And it's not a partisan type of deal, because it is the makeup of our bureaucracy. It's designed to do this to us. This is what we're seeing. You know, Scott, I got to tell you, I was watching this interview. I thought Tucker Carlson did a great job in interviewing Bobby Kennedy Jr. And Bobby Kennedy went back and he outlined how we got mired in the Ukraine issue, you know, taking us back to the Bush era. And even before then, what was promised, you know, to Russia about how they would be protected and why Gorbachev right. would agree to dismantling the USSR. These were documents. This is all documented.
Yes.
And it was it was NATO and it was the United States that interfered, that they've been just interfering with this whole process.
We are more responsible for the Russian involvement in Ukraine than Russia. I mean, Russia was their last resort. They didn't want bio labs being built on their borders. They didn't want Ukraine to walk away from their agreement not to be a neutral nation and to join NATO. But all of that was going on.
Right, exactly.
And Russia decided we've got to move here. We can't let this happen.
Yeah, and so when you understand the history, and then here we are, we're meddling. You know, I was talking about this with Jenny Beth Martin earlier, you know, from the Tea Party Patriots. I said, you know, we've been meddlers. You know, we're involved in regime change. What are we involved in regime change? You know, we have a responsibility as the world superpower to be, you know, the adult in the room. And what are we doing? You know, we're letting these, you know, FBI, CIA agents and other operatives going in and messing up things. And where has there been a successful regime change that you could say, thank God we had the FBI and CIA. They've done such a great job. All they've done is just rattle the hornet's nest. And the hornet's nest comes, you know, they're finally, you know, all these countries are saying, look, I've had it with you. And now we got an open border. We have all these insurgents. Probably a lot of these are hornets that have been released from the countries that have said, look, we've got tired and fed up with America and all their superpower stuff, you know, tormenting our citizens and doing this. Well, we're going to give them some of their own medicine. And now this past weekend, you look and you see all the Palestinians rioting and all this stuff that's now not even existential. It is amongst us in the country. It is a, you know, it's a barrel getting ready to explode here. And you've got all these insurgents you don't even know, gotaways you have nothing to know about. Mayorkas goes, oh, no, hey, our border's safe. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's like the Democratic Party is cheering on the destruction of America, Scott.
Yes, it is absolutely true, Bill. And this is why this election is so important. We've got to get out the vote. We've got to we've got to mitigate election fraud in every possible way, but the numbers for Trump ought to be so great that they can't really defraud him mm-hmm. of the election. Now,
Hang on, let me
down the system. Will we have a cyber crisis and they make a claim that we can't have the election? We've got to delay it. I think all of those things are on the table. But we Americans have to remind we have to look at our history and say, hey, look, we've been through a lot of wars. We never ever suspended the election throughout our history, in wartime or otherwise. So there's no way that we're going to not have this election in November. And if we have to have paper ballots, which actually would be a good thing, that's what we'll do.
But the powers to be there, that's not going to give them the conclusion they want. You know, there's a lot of firsts that are happening right now. We've got, you know, a former president in the middle of a campaign being directly attacked. You know, the kind of never before. I mean, unprecedented what's happening right now under the Biden regime. We thought it was bad enough with Obama Biden. Biden Harris has taken it to a whole level altogether and compromised this Democratic Republic. So when you talk about sending Donald Trump to Washington with a mandate, it's Donald Trump and reinforcements. And this is even cleaning out, you know, I don't care, Republicans, Democrats, you know, this isn't a, hey, let's just all vote, you know, R right on down the line. Even the R you vote for, you better make sure that that R is representing your interest and representing this Democratic Republic that represents America and really has the intestinal fortitude to resist the paradigm of the Beltway, the K Street influence, you know, the influence of BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard that they have over these elected officials, because they know that once they get elected, Scott, and you're well aware of this, their number one job isn't to take care of their constituency back home. It's to get reelected. And the only way you can get reelected is you got to have money. And the only way you have money is you got to kiss a lot of political butt. That's the bottom line, right?
Yep. It's sad state of reality, but it is. But,
so if we're going to upend, what's in there right now, and you know, clearly there's no redress. There's been no redress to our complaints by this current regime. Then there has to be a true regime change.
That's right,
and it has to be massive. And it has to be done with such a statement to say, you know, we're not going, it's not going to be business as usual. You know, Donald Trump, we may give you 4 more years, but we want you to go in guns a-blazing, because, you know, there's not going to be any, you know, let's make peace, middle ground here kind of thing. I mean, this is, as you said, Scott, quite exactly, this is a war. This is a war for this Democratic Republic, right?
Right. This is a spiritual and political war, the likes of which we've never really seen. Even in the time of the Civil War, there was a consensus on fundamental values. I mean, essentially, when the Southern states seceded and established their own new government, what did they adopt for the Constitution? They adopted the same Constitution that the Union had. In other words, they agreed with the fundamentals of America. They were just leaving because they were being abused by the northern states.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't do that. I mean,
no, this is, but we don't have a consensus anymore.
Right.
I mean, and that's why.
Well,
how can you?
It's
worse than the Civil War because we have people who no longer believe in the Constitution. It's all about power and power alone. It's not about principle. It's not about what's right and what's truthful. And what the law should be. It's about power and power alone.
Right, exactly. And that's why you need power back. You know, you have to bully a bully. And this is where we are. The neocons, all these Marxists that have invaded our country, they've bullied us into thinking, and there's no consensus because and there's no truth. You know, going back to step one, the demoralization, when truth is gone, you have no basis. You can't even talk with one another. And so the only thing I can do then is invalidate you. And this is what they've done. They've canceled. The cancel culture has given rise, and they just invalidate and cancel you, and you have no voice. So how can you come to consensus when your voice has been canceled? And you need consensus in order to operate and function correctly, Scott.
Yes.
Right.
But, you know, God's hand has been at work. I mean, I believe that he's allowed a lot of this to happen in order that American people would wake up. Because let's just say that Trump decided, you know, when the vote fraud took place in 2020, that he executed a strategy to stay in power. That would have been terrible. Now the American people can really see it clearly. And they're ready to do what's necessary to correct the course of the ship, I think.
Well, they really need to, because I'll tell you, this is not for a time for weak spines.
No.
You know,
no.
You need to find your backbone here and realize, just as we said, this is a war. Not one that you brought, you know, it is one that they brought. And you may say you're not interested in war, but as the old saying goes, war is interested in you. And these neo-Marxists, these communists, these socialists, because power is so desperate for them, it is the very air that they breathe. This is not going to be an easy battle, right?
Not going to be, but you know what? We have God on our side. We have the truth on our side, and we will prevail.
Thank you, Scott Powell.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
USA News Update. Texas Republican Ted Cruz is pressing the case for an impeachment trial to happen in the U.S. Senate to oust Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Cruz and many Republicans blame Mayorkas and the Biden administration for allowing an invasion at the U.S. southern border.
In 2018, the drug cartels made roughly $500 million from human trafficking. In 2022, they made $13 billion.
Republicans contend Mayorkas is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. Democrats argue this is just a policy difference that is being blown out of proportion. NASA confirming that a metal object that crashed through a Florida home last month was indeed a chunk of space junk from the International Space Station. The space agency said it was a metal support used to mount old batteries on a cargo pallet for disposal. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, for more than three decades, the YMCA has hosted Healthy Kids Day to celebrate kids' mental and physical health while teaching healthy habits for kids and their families. The event has always been about encouraging active play and inspiring a lifetime of love of physical activity. And why not? In 2024, this year, Healthy Kids Day will take place nationally on April the 20th. However, some wise because of different community dates and that sort of thing, it may alter, so you need to check with your local Y on this. More than 1,400 Y locations across all 50 states, plus D.C. and Puerto Rico, will be hosting events featuring fun games and activities to keep kids moving and learning. With us right now is Heidi Brasher of the YMCA, and she's going to tell us all about it. Heidi, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. Great to be here today.
Well, how exciting. All, I mean, everywhere you look, I mean, this is going to be Healthy Kids Day across the country, including D.C. and Puerto Rico. So what makes this unique event so special, you know, for generations?
Yeah, we love celebrating Healthy Kids Day. We started celebrating in 1992, but it really is an opportunity to have a national event, like you said, across communities, in many different locations, really focused on helping to teach healthy habits, encouraging that really active play, and inspiring, hopefully, a lifetime love of physical activity. We really want to get our kids and our families engaged.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, kids need to exercise. I mean, it's not like, it seems like as each generation goes on, they become more and more sedentary, sitting in front of, you know, the screen and video games and that sort of thing. And that's really not in their best interest. And we got to keep our kids moving and kind of revive them because that's kind of a natural thing that kids do, especially boys, right?
Our communities are definitely changing, Bill. And so the Y wants to still be that place where kids right. and families can come to be active and be engaged, mm-hmm. right? That yes. hasn't changed over the years. But it's a good, safe place where families can gather, where you can feel like you belong, and find those opportunities, again, to stay active, to be healthy, to be engaged, and to be inspired.
Exactly. Because after all, it's about body, mind, and spirit, and we got to keep that body moving. Now, this is a special 50th anniversary for Snoopy Beagle Scouts program. Tell us about this.
Yeah, we're super excited that we're partnering with Peanuts this year around Healthy Kids Day. And we're doing that, and we love Snoopy, of course, because he loves the outdoors and a lot of things that the YMCA also represents. And so together, we're hoping to increase summer access for kids into programs like summer camp, leadership programs, to think about things like conservation. We really want kids, again, active, encouraged to be in the outdoors and to be a part of great activities that will give them a lifetime of support. And that's really what we're doing with Peanuts. We're excited to partner with them this year on Healthy Kids Day.
Well, we're talking with Heidi Brescher, Senior Director of Movement Engagement Strategy and Innovation at the YMCA of the USA. Heidi, how did you get this gig?
That is a great question, Bill. I worked in local Ys. I stopped counting at 25 years, so I could say 25 plus years in local YMCAs. And
you
now
sound so you sound so young, Heidi. It's hard to
thank it, you. I'm trying.
Really, that's great. Well, good job. So anyway, go ahead. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying it is all because of the work in local YMCAs. I worked in several different states and several different cities in local Ys. Started mm-hmm. in college and have just been with it ever since. And absolutely love the opportunity now from the national perspective to think about Ys across the country and the communities that we serve and how we engage them.
Well, it's got to be exciting for you because if you've seen the continued development and expansion of the Y in these local communities, that I imagine is very rewarding for you.
It certainly is. And I think the biggest thing that I love about it is how our local Ys can respond to their very specific communities, right? As we think about programs for kids or programs for families, they're really focused on what that community needs. And we can be pretty nimble and agile when we think about really providing those resources in those communities. And I love that part about it, right? It's different in every YMCA.
Well, and as you say, you're flexible, even in this case with, you know, with the Wise Healthy Kids Day is taking place in 50 states. And, you know, some communities, they have to adjust the date, although nationally we're promoting April 20th. So your local YMCA may be different, but, you know, they should check out and get the exact date because, you know, to your point about flexibility, it's there to serve the community, not to be controlled by a specific calendar date necessarily, right?
Exactly. We love having a focus point, right? So we're all saying April 20th is Healthy Kids Day nationally. But again, leaving that room for local communities, local support, local connection, and making sure that all of our communities can experience a really fun Healthy Kids Day on the day that's best for those communities.
Well, Heidi, how can people find a local YMCA and get involved?
Yeah, definitely check out ymca.org/HKD. And what's great about that website is you can put in your local area and find your local Y to determine, just like you said, what day are they hosting Healthy Kids Day? What are the activities? What are the times? And how you and your family can get engaged.
Well, for more than three decades, the YMCA has hosted Healthy Kids Day to celebrate kids' mental and physical health while teaching healthy habits for kids and family. Break that down a little bit more for us, Heidi. We got about a minute left here about the healthy habits that are being promoted.
Yeah, we want to think about healthy habits, not only physically, right? So exercise, nutrition, those things that we know are important physically, good sleep, right? Good habits.
Mm-hmm.
But we also want to think about the mental well-being of our kids and our families and our communities, right? How are we creating really safe spaces with good, healthy adult role models, helping kids think through sometimes that can be stressful and how to deal with that stress. And so when we think about Healthy Kids Day, we're thinking about that total health and well-being, that opportunity to think about our physical health and our mental health. So those things are really important to us at the YMCA. And they'll have an opportunity at Healthy Kids Day to be engaged in physical activities, but also things like yoga and family yoga and other opportunities that will strengthen that total well-being.
Well, Heidi Brasher, thank you so much for being with us and telling us all about Healthy Kids Day at the Y. Heidi is the Senior Director of Movement Engagement Strategy and Innovation at the YMCA of the USA. Thank you, Heidi. Well, you know, earlier we were talking about Joe Biden's polls and how can he possibly realize a re-election? I mean, a new survey finds that 65% of registered voters in key battleground states say Biden's presidency has been a failure by a 14-point margin. They blame Biden's policies for runaway inflation. 59% blame Biden for the disaster at the border. This is according to Gary Bauer. A new Associated Press poll found that 60% of those surveyed said Biden's policies have hurt them economically. 60%. No wonder your neighbors are a little cranky, right? Well, the latest New York Times poll finds that many Americans don't believe they're better off today than they were 4 years ago. Only 25% of Americans say Biden's presidency has been good for the country, compared to 42% who said Trump's presidency was good for America. Voters also favored Trump over Biden on the economy, plus 30. Immigration plus 18, crime plus 9. How does he survive? Well, finally, the Heritage Foundation surveyed the priorities of voters in six swing states. A majority of those surveyed, 54%, were self-identified independents. And here's what the poll found. By 50 to 11%, voters said securing the border was more important than sending more money to Ukraine. Hear it up. 56% believe $113 billion we've already given Ukraine is too much. 75% oppose plans to send more money to Ukraine without any funding to secure the border. So what is going to be Joe Biden's silver bullet? All you got to do is look at the North Star of the Democratic Party in the form of one Kamala Harris. Yes, can you say abortion? You better believe it. They're going to be beating the abortion drum to no end. You know, women's rights. So all of a sudden, the women's rights and the abortion issue, which is being handled by the states, is not good enough for the Democrats.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after your enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with America, Bill Martinez here. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we got film director and co-producer Kyle Portbury. He's going to be here to talk about The Hopeful, the heartfelt and compelling historical drama that is going to be released nationwide, 900 theaters, right, Kyle? You got?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, 900, which is covering most major markets, which is pretty exciting.
Well, that's, of course, a Fathom event, so you can order your tickets now, right?
Yes, you can order them from Fathom Events / The Hopeful, or you can go to thehopefulmovie.com and get them from there as well. So, or your local AMC or Regal or Cinemark.
Kyle, tell us about this story. What about this story attracted you so much that you said, this is a movie, we got to make this happen?
Well, I'm always like, I love when I go to cinema, and cinema is very particular, right? It's a very different experience, I think, to sitting and watching a show on your laptop or on your phone to and from places. It's one of the few things that we can go to from an event perspective where we actually get to switch off from everything else and be there with a group of characters or a character for a period of time and just be in that world that they inhabit and really get to dig into what drives this person or these people. I really love being challenged and provoked. You know, when I'm sitting in a cinema, I want characters who are going to be relatable, and they're going to make me really stop and think about who would I be if I was in a similar situation. So
exactly.
For me, with the hopeful, it was really like that's what I saw in these characters, in William Miller and Ellen and James and Joseph. You know, these are people that even though they're real people, they existed mm-hmm. in the 1800s, but they are very relatable in a sense. I looked at them and I went, well, I anticipate stuff. I get disappointed when that anticipation that I had isn't met with a reality outcome that I hoped. And
exactly.
I'm then forced to persevere, right? Like if that thing that I was anticipating for them, they were anticipating the soon return of Christ and made that classic mistake, you know, that Christians have been making for millennia almost about like, mm-hmm. well, we think this about what God's saying, and actually
right.
then we're surprised when that's not the case, right? Like First AD Christianity did this, right? They went, well, we think Christ is going to come and kick the Romans out and set up an earthly kingdom. And that
exactly.
wasn't the reality.
Mm-hmm.
So for this group of mm-hmm. people, you know, that's how did they deal with the disappointment of this character of God that they were so excited about showing up, and then mm-hmm. he doesn't show up? And then what do you do with that? Like, what does that say about his character? And how do you persevere through the noise of that disappointment and focus on the really simple, clear understanding of his character that you thought you had, but then him not showing up made you question that?
Exactly.
It's a universal thing, right? Like we all understand that rhythm of anticipation, disappointment, and perseverance. And that's what attracted me to it, because it's a very relatable story that's easy for us to go, oh, yeah, like I've had those arguments with my spouse before, right?
Exactly.
Like you'll see characters on screen who are talking about we feel like we have this really deep mission that we feel called to, but we also have a family to look after and the practical realities of life. Like how do we juggle those two? How do we balance that? Mm-hmm. And that's not unique to Christians, and it's also not unique to people in the 1800s. We're doing that in 2024, you know?
Yeah.
That's a very human trait, and I think that those, particularly from a Christian perspective, you know, we tend to sometimes not account for the fact that the struggle and the doubt is actually inside that group. Like a lot of times we're kind of pushing against a philosophy almost that the world is against Christianity. And I think a lot of the times we forget that we're also kind of hard on ourselves, right? Like we judge each other, and, you know, like there's some fabulous moments in the film where people are walking down the street after giving everything they had up to promote the cause of Christ is returning. And now they're destitute because he doesn't come back, you know. And there's people on the street who are both trying to support them in this new reality that they find themselves in, and other people who are ridiculing them in that.
Exactly.
And I think that's a really fascinating thing to reflect on, right? Like you go, yeah. Who would I be in that moment? Would I be the person who is trying to support that person, or would I be the person who's heckling them? You know, mm-hmm. in their time of need, essentially. So,
right.
I mean, that's the beauty of cinema, is it gives us an opportunity to reflect and to think about and to experience emotions that we may, you know, not want to particularly feel in real life. But when we're presented with them in a story, it allows us to kind of work out what we might do in a similar situation and how we might persevere.
Exactly. Well, and Kyle, you know, you got to think about it. You know, what is the loss for somebody to feel like they've heard from God and they're really, you know, sold out 100% in the spectrum of humanity that, you know, miss messages, one thing or another. But here people are so devout and so willing to put it all on the altar and give give their funds away because they were convinced that Christ was coming. And, you know, maybe, you know, obviously, right observation, wrong conclusion. Jesus is coming. Yeah. You were just yeah. off on your timing is all. Okay. So well, now how do you regroup? Because, you know, in a sense, back in the Old Testament days, you would be accused of being a false prophet because you said Christ was coming, and now you violated that. And so, again, there's several takeaways, and that is, number one, if you're going to put yourself in the position, in the mantle of a prophet, you better be real careful. But I think it takes, on one hand, it takes an incredible amount of courage for somebody to so believe and be so hopeful that Jesus is coming that they'd be willing to go to this extent. And I think the takeaway, not only for themselves, but for everybody else that experienced and even sees this movie, I think could be, quite profound, don't you think?
I 100% agree. And when you look at, So when William Miller discovers this prophecy that he feels convicted about, like, this is not instantaneous for him. He takes 13 years before he actually starts saying anything about his conviction because of that exact reason. He didn't want to be in error and confuse people or create uncertainty unnecessarily. But felt as time drew on that, you know, this message that he had, which wasn't originally about the date, right? The date came as almost like he kind of highlighted the period of time where he felt that this prophecy was going to end, and focused his discussions with people on this beautiful character of Christ that he had discovered. So in his own words, he found a friend in Jesus when he went. He had this huge experience in the War of 1812, you know, a shell landed in the middle of a group of soldiers of which he was one, exploded, killed everyone but him. And he walked away from that without a scratch and then did that classic thing that we would all do, which is, why me? Why have I been spared and for what purpose? And he was a deist at this point in his life, didn't believe in God, but acknowledged that if he existed, he probably just set the world in motion and then took off, you know, never to have anything with humanity again. So he came to the Bible really late in the sand, almost as a, well, I better kick this off because I've read Voltaire, I've read all the other great philosophers. None of them satisfy an answer to this question that I'm asking. Mm-hmm. And prompted by his wife, Lucy, she was like, well, you know, maybe you should pick the Bible up and crop it off too. And he did pick it up, but he couldn't crop it off.
Right.
So that beautiful picture of Christ that he found was really his big focus. So he would go and he would preach about the character of Christ, which was so uniquely different to what congregations were hearing in this moment. They were hearing judgment, retribution, you know, God is out to punish you if you do wrong. And here comes Miller with this message of, actually, Christ brings hope and healing. This is the beautiful, you know, message that he brings. And you know, then people like Ellen, who are sitting in the pew, one of the other main characters in the film, you know, who's quite sick when she first hears him. It's no surprise that she would lock into that. And in fact, she says, you know, I've never heard Jesus described as a healer before, right? Like, I've heard of his
judgment. Wow.
But his healing is what's beautiful. And that's what actually is the driving force behind this movement. And again, it's one of those things, right? Like, right response, wrong outcome.
Right,
and
exactly.
That's what these people have got to pick up and muddle their way through. And, you know, you look forward 180 years later and you look at what the Seventh-day Adventist movement is actually known for, and it's the largest Protestant healthcare network on the planet.
Exactly.
To the Catholic Church, and runs ADRA, one of the largest humanitarian and relief agencies on the planet, which operates in 125 countries globally. And you look at that and you go, okay, well, that checks out because that was what was originally the inspiration focus.
Well, Kyle Portberry, thank you. Congratulations on the movie, The Hopeful, coming to Fathom on, as we said, on April the 17th and 18th, 2 days. Get your tickets early. Spread the word. Bring your friends. Do not go to the movie theater alone. This will be a distinct blessing, no doubt about it. Kyle, thank you for being with us. Take care. God bless.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how